Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
And you're here. Thanks for choosing the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Your quest for podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained ends here. We invite you to enjoy all our shows we have on this network. And right now, let's start with Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more. On this edition of the program, I interviewed my dad about the paranormal, and he had a surprise for me. Last year, I interviewed my mother, Peggy Warren, about her experiences with ESP. That was episode 21, called Joshua's Personal Proof of ESP. Well, my father, Danny Warren, recently turned 70, and he has never been interviewed by anyone in his entire life. So it was certainly time for me to bring him on the show to ask him about some of his paranormal experiences. And you know what? He surprised me. He got into a bad car wreck a while back and was in the hospital for weeks having surgery. He's okay now. But he was driving late at night with my mother in the mountains near Maggie Valley, North Carolina. Now, at the time, he told everyone he must have hit a bear. But now he's coming clean with the truth about what he may have actually hit on that terrible night. Honestly, he had never told me this before, so this was a true surprise captured live for this podcast. Now, my mom and dad were both born in Asheville, North Carolina, just like me and my sister Jessica, and they were high school sweethearts. They've been together forever, living in the mountains. And when you hear me talk with them, you get an idea of sort of how they helped to inspire my enormous interest in the unknown. So here we go. Here is my interview with my father, Danny Warren. Dad, when I was growing up, you were always telling me stories about history and religion and folklore and legends, and I was deeply inspired by your curiosity and enthusiasm for those things. Did you grow up with a particular storyteller around your family, or did you develop this interest in stories on your own?
I believe really it probably was, I'm kind of like you. We always have a lot of questions, but very few answers. So I think that kind of I need to know some answers, and you do too. So I think we just went that route and figuring all this stuff.
So, but was there ever anybody who would get around the campfire and tell you tales like this?
No, not really that I know of. I'm sure that they were, like in when I was in Boy Scouts or something like that, but I don't remember it, too much of that stuff.
So now, when you were a kid, you know, what are some of the most mysterious stories that you heard growing up?
Well, I guess probably the most mysterious was one my dad told me years ago. He didn't talk too much, but when he did, you know, I listened because he was more open with you than he ever was me, because he had a lot of memories of the war and stuff. But one time I asked him, I was trying to find out about my ancestors, and he told me about his dad living out toward Pole Creek is where he raised up. We were out that way one time, and he's saying, well, right up there is where I grew up. So his dad, I think his name was Melvin. Now, I just barely remember him. He had a great old big handlebar mustache, and daddy was a 13th kid. I think he's the youngest of the 13th kids, so that's a lot of kids back then.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Melvin, his dad, was the only breadwinner around, so where they lived on Pole Creek, he had to walk through the dark woods over the mountain to a tannery over in Canton, and that's how he made a living. He had to get up like 4 o'clock in the morning because it probably took him a couple hours to get there by 7, and he'd have to walk home at night, and it's always dark, usually, especially, you know, in the wintertime. And he had an old tow sack, or people call it burlap, I guess. He'd put his lunch in, then he had a lantern he'd had to carry when he's walking through the woods. And I asked him one time, I said, well, did he ever come across any bears or mountain lions or anything like that? He said, well, my dad told me one time that he remembered that he saw witches dancing around on the ridgetops. And I thought, what, witches? He said, that's right, witches is what his dad told him. So I always thought that's pretty definitely mysterious.
And so he didn't know anything more about who or what these witches were, huh?
No, he just said he had were witches. He said how he knew that, I don't know, but he acted like he'd had a campfire of some sort, and they danced around, and nobody lived there. It was just old dark woods, you know. You're walking through it was dark all the time. So that's kind of surprised me, him to say that, because he was pretty religious, really. And that surprised me, him talking like that. But, that's what he told me.
Well, you know, my first memory of hearing about the Brown Mountain Lights was you singing the bluegrass song to the family and telling me the folklore about the mountain. What was it about Brown Mountain and that whole mystery that sort of captured your imagination?
Well, I after I heard about him, I heard the song probably first, and I got my curiosity got the best of me. I thought, well, I'd like to check that out since it's not that far from us. It's at Linville. So one day, all of us, your mama and you and myself, I think, I don't know if Jessica was born then, we went down and see what we could see. And there's a look off on 181 that points toward Brown Mountain. So we went there, and all of a sudden it was dark, and it was really scary because no other cars were around. And all of a sudden a little old light started coming up off the mountain. And then in a few minutes, another one, and they kind of went across the light, across the ridge, and they shot off up into the sky. And I thought, man. And since then, we've been down there dozens of times, and all but one or two times we saw those lights. And they were all kind of stories for years. They said it was train lights and this, that, and other, but there's no train tracks there. There's no cars. There's no houses. I think the State Forest Service owns that property, but there's no way that lights is going to come through there and shoot up.
So do you have a feeling about what they most likely are?
Well, I'm not real sure. There's a lot of controversy about that. And it's still a mystery. I think scientists have come here from all over the United States and probably the world and tried to figure it out, but nobody's said anything concrete about what it could be. I've got my own theories, but I don't know how much, you put into that.
Well, let's hear a sample of one of your theories.
Well, I'm working on a little book right now, and I kind of wonder if that couldn't be some type of alien crafts.
Yeah.
So that's a possibility.
A lot of people have said they've had encounters with aliens up there, and, even abductions have been reported up there.
That's what I've heard, and nobody can say that it's not.
And it seems that many of these strange lights out in the middle of national forests are associated with people vanishing. We've talked before about like the missing 411 books and how that, I don't know whether people are being abducted or carried off by Bigfoot or whatever. There are weird things in the ranges of Western North Carolina. And, you were inspired by a lot of the stories that you've heard to write a book. You wrote this years ago. It's called Ridge Hoppers. Tell us about that book. Okay, we're going to take a break right there, and when we come back, you'll hear about my dad's book, Ridge Hoppers. Did you know that my dad was also an author? I guess you can see in our family, the apple does not fall far from the tree. And then, of course, you will be hearing about the surprise that he had for me and all of us when he talks about what actually happened to him in this car accident. Okay, by the way, of course, you probably know that years ago, I created a new field of research called paracymatics. And the most popular sigil that I have created is called the Money Sigil. I get stories from all over the world every year from people telling me they have this sigil near them, and it's like a money magnet. Well, guess what? Finally, at long last, I have turned the Money Sigil into a line of shirts and hoodies that you can go online and buy right now. There's no better way to use it than to have this thing physically on your body. All right. So, and not just shirts and hoodies, but also I think there are some leggings with a wide range of sizes. So if you want to get the Money Sigil clothing, well, you got to go to joshuapwarren.com and click the link to the Curiosity Shop, and you'll find a link there to t-shirts, etc., sigil t-shirts. I'm not sure exactly how it's worded. And while you are there, especially if you go to the homepage, be sure to sign up for my free e-newsletter. You just put your email address in there, you hit the submit button, you instantly receive an automated email from me with some links to some free digital online goodies that will immediately start helping you make your life much more magical. And you'll also get the very first scoop on new projects and experiments. And yes, sometimes I just randomly give away all kinds of cool things to people who subscribe to my e-newsletter at joshuapwarren.com. I am Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, and I will be right back.
Keep it here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. The Wizard of Weird will be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. Please make sure and check out my show, Shades of the Afterlife, heard right here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. And with the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault, where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. Head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
And now more Joshua P. Warren on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. And now back to my interview with my dad, Daniel Warren. Everybody calls him Danny. And I was just asking him to tell us about the book he wrote, which is pretty much geared toward young adults, called Ridge Hoppers.
Well, that book, actually, I used what my grandfather did as far as crossing over into Pole Creek over to the other side to the tannery. And he... and his wife, I made it that he had one son and they didn't know where he was at. So a little boy come to live with him, his grandson. Anyway, he was going up the mountain one day and he encountered some little people, and they were green and blue and red and all that. And they were having a festival on top of the mountain. and they were real mystical type people. They was magical too. And he went up there, and they were witches up there, and they were playing music, and it's pretty interesting. And then he come back because it had been a flood, and he couldn't cross the creek to go to his work, so he didn't even go to work that day. So he come back home late that night and told his wife and his grandson what had happened, and they wouldn't believe him, basically. So the story goes is he had to prove out to everybody that he was telling the truth, and they found out in the end that he was.
So this is a work of fiction that's based on some of the real stories from your family's history.
Yes, yes, that's right. So,
and the website is ridgehoppers.com if people want to learn more about that book.
Yes, yes.
Well, and actually on ridgehoppers.com, you also feature some of your art. You're now one of the country's premier woodcarvers. Your hand-carved walking sticks sometimes sell for hundreds of dollars in high-end shops. You've carved thousands of them. What attracted you to woodcarving?
Well, wood to me is it's easy to work with, and all different woods have, all of them seem to have different characters about them. And what I like about wood is what most people, you know, if they like a walking stick, they like a straight stick. Well, me, if the top is pretty straight and the bottom, I don't care what's in the middle. What I like about it is all of the knot holes and the imperfections and the galls and all the imperfections about it. And each of them is different. And it makes you think, you know, if you whittle it down to the bark, I mean, to take all of the bark off, you can see the grain, but the bark is what amazes me most. It's so different. And like on the sassafras, it's just an old brown looking tree or walking stick, whatever. When you shave the bark, it gets that beautiful reddish color. And it's just amazing the wood. It's everything is individualized. It's not, even though it's a species of trees that you're dealing with, everything is, they're all different, just like people.
Well, you're always studying the wilderness. I mean, you've spent a lot of time in the outdoors. Like you said, you were a Boy Scout, you were in the Army, you've been a trapper and a hunter and a farmer and a land developer. So you've spent lots of time outdoors, especially in the mountains of Western North Carolina. And you think that Bigfoot may be real. Is that right?
Well, there's a lot of things I've seen. Your mama and I, we deliver our hiking sticks a lot of times to different states around, and we come home in the dark a lot of times, and I've spent so many days, hours out in the woods, and there's a lot of mysterious stuff out there that can't be explained. Actually, to tell you the truth, a year before last, we were coming through Maggie Valley in Haywood County, and I ran into something with the car, and it totaled the car. It just crushed the whole front of the car, and I didn't see anything. I was doing about 45 miles an hour, and it hit. So soon as it hit, the airbags come open, and the lights had come out, and the lights went on, and I saw just the image of something dark is way up above the hood. So I was hurried to get out because I had internal bleeding and all this, and I was trying to get your mother out of the car. So I walked around to the front of the car. I was wanting to know what I hit. And I looked, and there's a bunch of blackish, long fur on the front of the car, and there was a piece of undigested fish. And I've been around bears my whole life, and bear scat is just a whole tarry black, and it's usually got seeds in it. There was some kind of poop, or what do you call it there, and it was not a bear. I don't know what it was, but whatever it was, it run off into the woods. So I never did see it, and the highway patrolman, he didn't want to go down into the woods to look for it, so I think he ended up putting that it was a bear that I hit. But there's nothing else there, and I didn't never get a chance to put the brakes on when I hit it. And I thought later our car was towed away, and I went to the hospital, and your mother did too, and then they took me to the trauma center, and they had taken my spleen out, and I had internal bleeding. I was in the hospital 2 weeks, and I thought after that I'd love to give you $100 so I could get a strand of that hair and a bowl of that poop or whatever it was, and have him DNA tested.
Wow.
That's interesting. I mean, you know, bears have short hair. Elks have short hair. Deer have short hair. Horses, everything does. But this had long, furry, black, and brown hair. Now, what could that have been that's running around at night?
Yeah, you'd think that there would have been some more definitive evidence if you'd hit a bear. I mean, that is really weird.
Yeah, and it was Joshua. It was way up above the hood. You could see the image up at way up above the hood. It wasn't a bear. Would have been, he might have been hood level or a little bit more, but this was way up. I don't know what it was. I can't definitively say that it was a Bigfoot, but I can't say it's not. It's a good possibility, though.
Well, this has certainly fired up your curiosity, because you have this Bigfoot hotspot retreat that you and Mom and Jessica and a lot of our friends are going to be producing October 15th and 16th of 2022 in Madison County, North Carolina. Tell us more about what you're going to do out there.
Well, I looked at the map, and Madison County, I've heard my whole life about it's a Bigfoot hotspot. People, hundreds of people told me that. Madison County is kind of in the center of the Pisgah Forest. If you go west, you go toward Yancey and Avery and Mitchell and McDowell County. A man called John Bruner has a picture of a Bigfoot at Lake James in Marion. You heard of John Bruner, probably.
I've heard the
anyway,
name.
He has a picture. Okay, if you go west from Madison County, you run into the rest of the Pisgah National Forest, and it runs into the Smokies and the Nantahala National Forest and Great Smoky Mountains. Matter of fact, right there just is in Maggie Valley where I hit whatever I hit, and that's right close to the Smokies, with probably within 10 miles of the Smokies. So Madison County is just a hub, really, as far as I'm concerned. And not only that, taking into account all the reportings, a man out there told me that he hunts all the time, and he was in the general area where we were going to have the hunt, and he said that it's 8 and 10 foot high up in this air. He'd found where pine limbs had been broke off of trees, and something had made a bed on the ground with all them pine limbs. So what could that be? What, a bear couldn't have done that. There ain't no beavers were down close. So I don't know what go up there. They wasn't sawed off. They were broke off.
And so, how are you going to conduct this hunt? What is the plan going to be?
Well, we've got a Bigfoot expert called Christian McLeod. He's been in the Bigfoot for years and years, and he's going to lead the searches. We're going to have two searches every night, two searches the 15th of October and two searches the 16th. And he's going to lead these, and everything will be over at midnight. And we're going to see what's out there, if you can find anything. And he knows how to conduct all this stuff. So we're going to have a base camp where we'll have a campfire if somebody wants to eat their supper. We're going to have bottled water. We're going to have porta potties. After they leave there, they better take a flashlight with them, because they'll be with the guide and see what they can find out there.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I can't wait to get reports after that event from the people who go out there. And of course, I'll be talking about it on this show. Well, you know, I guess I think you said this is the first time that you've ever been interviewed. And so I guess, you know, finally, after all of your adventures in life, even facing death more than once, possibly even having hit a Sasquatch, what have you learned is the meaning of life? Okay, time for another break. Yeah, I had to go there with my dad. What is the meaning of life? Perhaps the biggest question. I guess it is the biggest question. But hey, he helped bring me into this world. And, you know, my mom and dad both say that my sister and I were planned. And so that's one of the reasons that my wife and I chose not to have kids, because I thought, well, I don't want to have a kid
because someday the kid might grow up like me and turn around and say, hey, explain everything. Why did you bring me into this thing? What's the meaning of life? And I'd be like, I got some hypotheses here, but no real answers. Let's see what my dad says, shall we? I'm Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be back after these important messages.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey folks, it's easier than ever to become a Coast to Coast AM insider and have access to past shows, the Art Bell Vault with classic audio and interviews, and so much more. And you can listen to the show live or on demand with your computer or cell phone, and the audio streams are high quality and crystal clear. It's easy to become an insider. Just head on over to coasttocoastam.com, the website, and you'll find all the info right there. That's coasttocoastam.com, coasttocoastam.com.
Hi, this is Ouija board expert Karen A. Dahlman, and you're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. Yeah, I asked my dad, who just turned 70 this year, what is the meaning of life? And here's what he said.
Well, okay. I think the meaning of life is to go out here and do the best you can do and treat everybody right and, you know, carry on with life and try to make the best of it, because it's just hard to say what, I mean, Christ come into the world and he had to come down here as a human, as an example to everybody. So I think that that's kind of the way people ought to feel, the same way like he did, that there's something bigger and better for us in the future. And he taught righteousness. I hope, you know, that's the best way to be. And by the way, while I'm thinking about it, I was doing a little research, and this Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett both had encounters with Bigfoot.
Really?
Yeah, they sure did. It's written down that what they did.
I think Teddy Roosevelt may have had an encounter, or he talked something about Bigfoot as well. And if anybody would be out there running around with Bigfoot, it'd be Teddy Roosevelt, huh?
Oh, I'd say. But, you know, they didn't come up with that. It was some kind of like a little giraffe or something over in Africa till like in the 20s or 30s. They found a new species. And so this could very well, people's talked to Bigfoot for hundreds of years. Indian legends talked about Bigfoot, call him the Hairy Man and different names like that. So why couldn't there be a Bigfoot out there? And they have a way of, if they even die, to get rid of their die, you know, whoever dies or whatever. I mean, it's always a possibility.
All right. And so lastly, before we end this interview, look, the floor is yours. Is there anything at all that you want to say? I mean, if not, that's fine. But anything else you want to stick in here?
Well, only thing, if people want to come and check this out and see if there's a Bigfoot out there, this is supposed to be a place where they've been known to be seen, and it looks like it could be. And, you know, who knows? That's the only way to find out, is just search and look. You know, I used to hunt years ago and fish. I've hunted and fished all over Western North Carolina, and I give that up years ago. I don't want to harm anything anymore. And the more you can learn about stuff, it would be nice. If I saw a Bigfoot, I wouldn't tell people where they were at, because somebody would try to harm them. But I think I'm open to people coming and helping to search, and who knows, you might see one.
There is this debate out there over whether or not, if a person sees Bigfoot, the person should shoot Bigfoot just to get one specimen to prove they exist. How do you feel about that?
I wouldn't shoot it. You know, if you could maybe walk up to it and get some of its hair or something like that, or see maybe some of its hair when it's scraped off on a fence or a tree. You know, Bigfoot, from what I understand, they have rubs like deer. You know, when deer have antlers, and they take their antlers in the velvet and rub their head, they must itch apparently. Bigfoot scratches trees too. I guess he itches like other people. And so, you know, you see trees all the time, and something's been rubbing on them, you know, 8, 9, 10 foot up an hour. And that couldn't be a deer that high. So yeah. Wonder what caused that.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a mystery. And, you know, we may never find out what it is, but I'm sure going to try as long as I can.
All right, there was my interview with my dad. As you can see, it kind of sounds like that our family is both tortured and delighted and entertained by our curiosities, trying to solve these mysteries. But I'm really glad that even though we know we're never going to understand everything, that at least, you know, we're never going to get bored, because there's a lot to think about, a lot to explore. And Dad, thank you for being on this show.
I love you and Mom so much, and I know my sister Jessica feels the same, and it's just fantastic that I've been able to have you and Mom on this show to share your thoughts and experiences with the world for posterity. I'm very fortunate, and I guess I got to interview Jessica next, but that might be heavily edited. There's no telling what my sister Jessica is liable to say. So got to come full circle here and get Jessica on here. But no, that was great, and a very special thing for me to be able to talk with my parents on this podcast. And as you can all hear, I mean, like, my dad is fired up about the whole Bigfoot mystery, especially after having that accident where he may have hit a Bigfoot, just like something out of Harry and the Hendersons, you know. And so, look, if you want to participate in this Bigfoot hunt in October of 2022 in Madison County, North Carolina, I believe that if you go to ridgehoppers.com, you'll see a little information there, RIDGEHOPPERS, ridgehoppers.com. But the easiest thing is just to, you know, email my mom. And that way, I mean, you can get details about how you can go out there with my mom and my dad and Christian McLeod and a bunch of other people who are experts in this. Email my mom, Peggy, at ridgehoppers@gmail.com, RIDGEHOPPERS@gmail.com. And again, I think if you just go to ridgehoppers.com, you'll have some information there as well, because I am going to be giving a report on this show about what happens there in the field. And most of you probably know that I think that majority of Bigfoot sightings are the product of some kind of an interdimensional creature. And a lot of people have trouble believing that because that they don't realize that an interdimensional creature is not like a ghost that you just pass right through when you're, it's not like Casper the Friendly Ghost and you try to hug him and you go through him. No, I mean, an interdimensional creature is actually here, physically here. It's a real physical thing while it's here. And then it just disappears. And so that may be why that so many people think like Bigfoot has to be a physical thing, because it is, but then they can't find it. And about 7 years ago, I met Dr. Jeffrey Meldrum, who's one of the most esteemed Bigfoot Sasquatch researchers in the world. And by the way, I mean, I've been looking into Sasquatch and Bigfoot my whole life. Even before I got into Ghost, I was reading books as a kid. And then, you know, I know Lauren Coleman very well. I have hired him to speak at events for me. We have spoken together at events. And I mean, I really have always been very open-minded about this whole thing. So anyway, I was looking back at some of my notes about meeting Dr. Jeffrey Meldrum back in 2015. And I asked him face-to-face if he thinks that Bigfoot has to be just an ordinary biological organism. And he said that he thinks Bigfoot is absolutely an ordinary ape-like creature. And when I asked him why we don't have more hair, scat, etc., he said that it's simply an extremely small population and that we are not used to dealing with extremely small populations of extremely large, intelligent animals. So, you know, it's like one of the things that makes me think that may be true, but it's also interdimensional, is because we have reports from all 50 states every year. We've gotten very good at documenting normal physical animals, but we can barely grasp the idea of interdimensional life forms. And it makes sense to me that we can only explain all these sightings, if they're true, by applying the concept of a creature that is not the ordinary biological type. That's just what I think. Okay. But I do believe that people have these encounters with Bigfoot. And hopefully you can see how I bring those two together. And it's actually quite interesting. to show you just the extent to which I am intrigued with Bigfoot, you may or may not know that I have released a new brand of paranormal coffee. This is something I've been working on for years. And one of my coffees is called Bigfooter Brew. And just to give you an idea of how this came to be, I have for about 20 years had a good friend who is an expert in the gourmet coffee business. She lives in North Carolina. And I love coffee, but I'm not a big coffee drinker. And so she started sending me samples of different like 5-star coffees and saying like, try this blend and try this blend. And I started really enjoying these blends. And it became kind of a fun thing at my house. Like I started taking notes on these different blends, and I thought, well, you know what? If I love this coffee, maybe my audience will. So I picked these three coffees because they tasted wonderful to me. And because that I thought to myself, if I were going to go on a ghost hunt, I think I would bring this coffee with me to keep me alert and all that, you know. Or if I was going to go out for a night searching for UFOs, I would want this coffee. It has a little bit of a cerebral effect, opens the mind. Or if I was going to sit around that campfire looking for Bigfoot like some old cowboy, I would use this. And I picked these coffees. And when we come back from the break, I want to tell you about these coffees and my new coffee brand, which is available right now. And then I want to read to you an email, actually a couple of interesting emails I've gotten. One of them is about dreams that come true. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
The Art Bell Vault never disappoints. Classic audio at your fingertips. Go now to coasttocoastam.com for full details.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, the Coast to Coast AM YouTube channel is waiting for you now.
Go to coasttocoastam.com for more information.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Heard on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows.
Of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. And yeah, I have my own brand of coffee now. And here's the thing. This is not just a gimmick. This is good stuff. Okay, these are artisan blends roasted in small batches and shipped fresh. The bad news is currently we can only ship to addresses in the United States. So I've called this Close Encounter Coffees. And so I have this flagship Close Encounter Coffee. And then I've got the Banshee Brew. So like, you know, Close Encounter Coffee, that's what you want if you're going to go on a UFO hunt, or the Banshee Brew if you're going to go on a ghost hunt. And then the Bigfooter Brew, duh, you know, you're going to go. And Sam Sheeran, who I believe is the best artist in the world, produced these beautiful labels for these bags. And so, look, if you want to just try it out, you can buy one of them and try it, or you can buy us all of them and try them. But if you actually subscribe to one of them or all of them, well, you'll save money. Because you get free shipping, and then every month, what a nice surprise it'll be to have a nice fresh bag of this artisan coffee that appears in your mailbox right when you need it. So look, just don't take my word for it. Read all about it. Go to the website. You'll see a video there. You can click a link where I'm talking more about this and why that this is something that I've never done before, but I'm doing it now. And I guarantee it. Okay. I guarantee that you will love this and you'll get hooked on it. You'll pick your favorite one just like I have. And, you know, you'll use it probably every day. You know, this will be your like regular coffee. Go to closeencountercoffees.com, closeencountercoffees.com. And, you will see very soon, I'm sure, why that I have fallen in love with these coffees and why that I put my name on them. You know, I could have taken some old cheap coffee and like slapped my name on. Nah, I'm not just trying to make a buck here. You'll see. Again, artisan gourmet blends. Okie doke. Let's get to the emails, shall we? You know, I did a show not too long ago about dreams and dreaming, and I got this email from Robert in Pennsylvania, and he said, I was breeding mice and rats to feed my growing reptile pet collection. At one time, I had 9 snakes and several lizards that ate live rodents in different shapes and sizes. Everything from pinky, which is just day-old mice, to full-grown rats. At this time, I was also camping a lot, and I would often be gone an entire weekend, sometimes a 3-day weekend.
And on one of my three-day trips, I told my dad to check my rodents and make sure they had enough water. Well, he did not have to worry about feeding them as they had plenty of food to survive until I got home. In other words, Dad did not have to open any of the cages. Our old house was weird in the sense that there was only one light switch to the basement, and the switch was at the top of the stairs. You had to walk through the entire carpeted house, living room, dining room, to get to the cellar door, which was in the kitchen. So whenever I would come home from camping, or we just got out of the creek from inner tubing, I would use the outside basement door so as not to track dirt all over the main house to get to the basement. But unless the sun was shining, we'd have to use a flashlight or feel our way through the dark basement until we found the stairs and then climb them to the top to flip on the basement lights. Well, while I was camping, I dreamt that I was going down the stairs into the basement and I saw some of my mice running around loose out of their cages. And when I got home 3 days later and opened the outside basement door, I saw mice running around. After getting the lights turned on, I found that one of the cages my dad had opened, and forgot to put the lid back on. So, did I dream of a future event, or did I dream about it as it was happening miles away from my campsite? Okay, let me pause for a second. Look, it could be either of those, Robert, because, look, I have had dreams myself that come true in the future. Okay, I'll give you a couple examples. When I was a kid, I've talked about this before, I was like in middle school, and I had a dream about my science teacher going up in front of the class, wearing a certain outfit, sitting on a stool, and telling us that she was taking a new job and she was never going to be our teacher. She wasn't going to be our teacher, you know. And so the next day, that happened. So I dreamed that in the future. Now, 2 days ago, I was sleeping late because I was up working all night, and I had this dream about being here in my house with my wife, Lauren, and our dogs. And I looked over and there was this lizard, like some kind of gecko or something like that, you know, sitting there, and the dog started to go after it, but it didn't move. And it turns out it was dead. And then, like, I don't know, maybe a minute after that, I got woken up because my phone, I kept it turned up. And I got a text from Lauren. She had gone out to our swimming pool and she had found a dead lizard that had drowned in the pool that looked almost exactly like what I had dreamed. So I have no doubt I was dreaming about that incident as it was happening. So it can go either way when you're out of your body. You can travel to other places or you can travel to other times, space time. It's the same thing. It's flexible. And then he goes on to say, I have heard this story about how if you dream and you are falling and you hit the ground before waking up, you will die in your sleep. Have you ever heard this story? I do remember at least one time I dreamt I was falling off a bridge and fell into the creek it spanned. And I remember I bounced awake in my bed. It was like I was really falling and landed in my bed. The bounce landing woke me up, and I'm thinking my astral spirit snapped back into my body, and since you mentioned that you dream you are flying, how do you land? How have you ever crashed? Oh, well, Robert, these are great stories and questions. And okay, so thank you for those. Yes, usually when I land, it's kind of soft. You know, it's almost like I'm standing at the bottom of a swimming pool and I propel myself up and then I sink back down. But I have had dreams in which I have fallen straight down and I'm waving my arms and nothing happens and I hit and I die. That has happened to me. And I'm actually lying there face down and I know I'm dead. And then I wake up. after a while. So I don't believe that if you fall and you die in your dream, that that means you have to die in your physical body. But see, isn't this cool to get, you know, feedback like that from listeners after I talk about this stuff? Let me squeeze in one more email. This comes to me from a man named Charles. I'm not sure where he lives. And he says, I want to tell you about some success I have had with the Good Fortune Tone and the sigils. I want to write and tell you my quick success story of using your Good Fortune Tone and sigil. I was going to bingo on September 1st and decided to take a copy of the money sigil with me. I put it on the table in front of me so I could see it. And I also remembered that you sent me the free links that included a long version of the Good Fortune Tone. I put in my earbuds and listened to it on a 30-minute loop, and I kept thinking, I am a winner and I will win. Well, guess what? I won twice. And he told me how much he won. I don't think I'll repeat that, but let me tell you, he says, not a bad night at all. I plan to try the casino next. Thanks. Well, congratulations, Charlie. That's wonderful. Please keep me updated. And that's the thing. When you sign up for my newsletter, you know, you get this kind of stuff that you can experiment with. And that is why I believe that this whole show does so well, because we're always working together to have good fortune together. And so guess what? It's time for me to play the Good Fortune Tone for you. I want you, if you can, to close your eyes. If not, you know, that's okay, but at least take some deep breaths. Try to relax a second. This is only 20 seconds long. And if you meditate on this while you hear it, I think you might have one of the best weeks ever. Here we go. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift, and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show, and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.